This is the Anaheim Ducks postgame show on Ducks Stream, powered by TuneIn.
We're back here in Los Angeles. Final score 4-1 Kings over the Ducks. We'll have our play of the game. So let's get started with just the recap of what happened. And first period scoreless, but Dan, a power play goal. Drew Doughty got it, gave the Kings an early advantage.
Yeah, Ducks were 1 second away from killing this penalty on Adam Henrique for tripping Gabe Vilardi of the Kings. But with 1 second left on the penalty clock, the Kings got the game's first goal. Drew Doughty with a one-time blast from the high slot. Just the second goal of the season for Doughty. The assist to Andrzej Kopitar and Adrian Kempe. That made it 1-0 Kings at 6:47 of the second period.
And then Frank Vatrano and the Ducks answered back with a power play goal.
Yeah, the Ducks capitalized on the power play for the third consecutive game, taking advantage of a roughing penalty on Kings defenseman Matt Roy, who was guilty of roughing Frank Vatrano. And wouldn't you know, it was Vatrano who cashed in the penalty, bearing the rebound in front of a Kevin Shattenkirk shot. Shattenkirk and Jakob Silverberg with the assists on Vitrano's sixth goal of the season. That pulled the Ducks into a 1-1 tie at 14:27 of period number two.
Time winding down in the second period. Teams at even strength. Time for our play of the game, brought to you by PDF Tron. PDF Tron, changing the way your business works with documents by giving you the power to automate PDF processing in a secure digital environment. To learn more, visit us at pdftron.com. Let's go, Ducks. This goal by Iafalo of the Kings put them up 2-1. Puck knocked away by Simon Benoit with 24 seconds left in this period. Kings get it again. They score! Iafalo from Deneau. Side of the net. And I'll tell you, no goaltender would have stopped that shot. It's 2-1 for L.A., scoring a goal with 20.4 left in this second period of play.
And with the Ducks running around a bit in their own zone, the second period time could not expire fast enough. The Kings getting the go-ahead goal with just 20.4 seconds remaining. Philip Deneau stepping out from behind the Anaheim net and feeding a pass across the crease to give Alex Iafalo a tap-in from low on the left side. Iafalo, in the midst of an injury-plagued season to this point, gets his third goal of the season. Deneau and Trevor Moore the assist. That made it 2-1 Kings headed for the third period.
And Los Angeles, Dan, would be the only team to score in that third period with two goals.
Yeah, the Ducks gave up a goal at the 3:25 mark that stretched the Kings' lead to 3-1. And this one kind of put the Kings in firm control. Arthur Kaliev entering the Ducks' zone on left wing. Cam Fowler, the only defender back for Anaheim. Fowler went to Kaliev. That left Arvidsson wide open in front. Kaliev, the nice feed. Arvidsson, a terrific move to his backhand to beat Lukasz Dostal. For Arvidsson, his ninth goal of the season. Kaliev and Blake Lizotte, the assist. And then at the 10:44 mark, the Kings applied the punctuation. Tough break for the Ducks with Frank Vatrano breaking his stick on a shot attempt from the left point. The puck turned over, and Kevin Fiala was off to the races after a feed from Adrian Kempe. Simon Benoit and Vatrano sans stick in pursuit of Fiala, but a terrific move by Fiala also to his backhand enabled him to score his 10th goal of the season. Kempe with the lone assist. That made it 4-1 Kings at 10:44, and that is how the hockey game concluded.
Some final thoughts from Josh and Dan after this timeout on Duckstream, powered by TuneIn.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit bpbi.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
There was this guy who had a close circle of friends. They did everything together. They threw dinner parties, went on fishing trips, hung out at the beach. They were inseparable. But then One of his friends got in serious debt. He needed money. So he set this guy up, framed him, and had him arrested. All for 30 pieces of silver.
Jesus was sold out. He gets us. All of us. Visit HeGetsUs.com.
Ducks fans, no one has time for auto repairs. Let Olive.com play defense. Ditch the robocallers and score big on auto repair savings with Olive.com. Trust Olive.com and pass the puck on auto repair bills. Breakdowns are 50 times more likely than accidents. If you have a car, cover it, all of it. Olive.com, an official partner of the Anaheim Ducks.
Will of the People World Tour. April 12th, Honda Center. Muse. With special guests, Evanescence. And Highly Suspect. Will of the People, the new album, available now. Tickets are on sale now at muse.mu. Muse, produced by AEG Presents.
Kings beat the Ducks. Let's go to Josh Brewster. Josh, your thoughts on what you saw tonight?
Well, the neutral zone was our undoing tonight. You know, the Kings just came galloping through the neutral zone, and the Ducks did basically the opposite. Most of our zone entries were not there. They just were too discombobulated, and we had no presence in the offensive zone. You know, in the first period, it was interesting. It was sort of a conservative first period, and I thought, okay, well, you know, they're playing a little D. We're playing a little D, but they really took over in the second period. So, you know, you just don't have the horses right now to face a club that's going to put up that kind of a defense. And I also think that the shots on goal was a big indicator of what happened tonight. They doubled us up. So, you know, it's just we just didn't have it. And I don't know where we're going to get it, but I think the neutral zone is an issue. And I think that the zone entries have been an issue. So they were an issue tonight.
Yeah, Josh, I think that's a really good point. And that's one of the Kings' strengths when they are playing well. They do defend the neutral zone very well, and the Ducks simply did not have an answer, as you said. I thought this game really turned toward the end of the first period, even though the game was scoreless after 20 minutes. The Kings, the last 5 minutes or so of the first period, started to take over, and the Ducks really never were able to respond. There were the three consecutive Ducks penalties in the second period that enabled the Kings to take the lead. And even though the Ducks were able to get a power play goal back and get the game tied up 1-1, they never, as you put it, Josh, they never were able to really establish a firm identity in the Kings zone. And they didn't make life very difficult at all on Phoenix Copley, the Kings goaltender. And the Kings are the better team. I mean, let's be honest. There's no question about that. The Kings are in second place in the division for a reason. The Ducks, meanwhile, bringing up the rear. So, you know, second consecutive game, the Ducks outshot by an overwhelming margin. That's what we saw so much of early in the season, and we have to hope that changes quickly.
All right, you guys, I got to go catch the team bus. I know you're going to be listening, everybody, to Ducks Q's. Tomorrow we'll have more about this game tonight. Look forward to the game against Minnesota. We're on our pregame show, 6:30 tomorrow night from Honda Center, 7 o'clock play-by-play. And coming up next, the great, the wonderful Josh Brewster with Duck Calls. And we hope you stay tuned for all of that. 4-1 was the final score with the Kings defeating the Ducks. Hopefully we'll see you at Honda Center tomorrow night. Again, our pregame show at 6:30. For Dan, for Josh, for Rick Cutler, for Cash, for Vic Pence, good job tonight from Crypto.com Arena. We'll talk to you tomorrow night right here on DuckStream, powered by TuneIn.
A chart-topping banger in the best way to bring good vibes to your day. And on TuneIn's Today's Hits, we've always got our finger on the pulse of what's hot in music. Like the latest tracks from Dua Lipa, Harry Styles, Bad Bunny, and so many more. Soundtrack your day with a full selection, Today's Hits. So check out TuneIn, the app that lets you hear your world.
Shoots, go!
Hockey is intense. Looking to lower that heart rate between Ducks games? Check out Calm Radio right here on TuneIn. That's right. The same folks who bring you meditation techniques are now bringing their Zen-friendly instrumental music stations to TuneIn. Stream soothing solo acoustic guitar, beautiful classical arrangements, and more, so that you're calm, cool, and collected for the next Duck Stream game.
Shoot, score!
Hear it here on TuneIn.
The music you love is the key to a great day. And the best place to hear music for every mood from every genre is TuneIn. This all-in-one audio app brings together top curated music stations, spinning today's hits, top country tracks, the best in Latin hits, and anything else you want to soundtrack your day. Plus, if you upgrade to TuneIn Premium for a low monthly price, you'll keep the good tunes and the good vibes going without any ads. So if you're looking for your next party soundtrack, look no further than TuneIn.
He delivers the first foray, a couple of rights.
Nothing pushes the momentum of a hockey game forward like a good fight. And if you love that drama, you'll love listening to Court TV right on TuneIn, where you can stream crime news and live trials in audio form. Plus, you can also stream top news headlines brought to you by Newsy. TuneIn is the destination for your Ducks and the best place for crime news and breaking headlines. Hear it all here.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much.
That's the sound of Desiree getting a random act of helpfulness. We just told her the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be getting presents for all five of her sister's kids, and we paid for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you too with great deals on select certified pre-owned Hondas, like 0.99% APR financing. Visit SoCalHondaDealers.com to find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you. For well-qualified buyers on approved credit through Honda Financial Services, expires 1-3-23. Length of contract limited.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EAST. T-O-N-S. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com to score big. Official personal injury attorneys on the Anaheim Ducks.
The Anaheim Ducks are back on the ice, and this season you can be in the stands to experience it all live.
Terry backhand scores! Troy Terry!
Shop a wide variety of seats for every match from Ticketmaster, the official ticketing partner of the Anaheim Ducks in the NHL, and make sure you don't miss a single moment. And rest assured, if your plans change, Ticketmaster has you covered. You can securely sell your seats to other fans with just a few taps. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.com/Ducks.
Hey Ducks fans, wish it wasn't so hard to eat healthy? With Fresh and Lean, it's never been easier. You get organically sourced meals made by top-notch chefs, ready in under 3 minutes. No fluff, no junk, just real food made with real ingredients. Fresh and Lean has served over 25 million meals nationwide, and they're based right here in Anaheim. Go to freshandlean.com to get $20 off your first order plus free shipping. Fresh and Lean, it's better when it's real.
On the ice or in the boardroom, winning depends on teamwork and strategy. PDF Tron provides businesses worldwide with tools to process digital documents by increasing efficiency and reducing time spent and money wasted. PDF Tron is changing the way your business works with documents by giving you the power to automate PDF processing in a secure digital environment. Stop sitting in the penalty box filled with paper documents and get out on the ice with high-powered digital document processing. To learn more, visit us at PDFTron.com. Let's go, Ducks!
Get the perfect holiday gifts for hockey fans on your list at NHLShop.com. The world's largest selection of officially licensed NHL fan gear with unique one-of-a-kind designs by Fanatics, Adidas, and more. All the latest styles for every NHL team. Don't miss out. Shop now and get today's special holiday offer. NHLShop.com, a Fanatics experience.
Call in and join the program. You're listening to Duck Calls with Josh Brewster.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to Duck Calls, your Anaheim Ducks post-game show on DuckStream, powered by TuneIn. I'm your host, Josh Brewster. We're taking your calls, Duck fans, at 714-940-2888. That's 714-940-2888. Tonight, Kings 4, Ducks 1. Oh, that hurts. Freeway face-off. It's always a great event. And, you know, it's usually a little bit tighter. You know, it's usually one of those one-goal games. I always say 90% of these freeway face-off games, if they played another 5 minutes, you know, the other team would score. And it was not that way tonight. The Anaheim Ducks are undoing tonight. I'm going to lay it on the neutral zone play, mostly. I think that the Kings came galloping across the neutral zone and got all kinds of speed coming into our zone. Whereas, you know, we were facing a bit of a an iron curtain, so to speak, on the LA Kings blue line. We just were discombobulated on our neutral zone entries. That's all, you know, our offensive zone entries, I should say, and just not enough juice coming through the neutral zone. And I think it's symptomatic of, you're getting beat by a better team tonight, quite honestly. And it's unfortunate because it's the Kings and it's our crosstown rival. But, you know, as Dan was saying, they're second in the division for a reason. Went to the playoffs last year for a reason. And, you know, the first period was tightly played. And I thought the Ducks, you know, I was like, well, maybe we have a nice conservative game here. And the shots are kind of tit for tat. And, you know, it's going to work out. But it was not meant to be tonight for the Ducks. The Kings really pulled away in this one. Give me a call here at 714-940-2888, 714-940-2888. Were you at crypto.com tonight? Did you watch it at home? Did you listen on the radio? Or I'm sorry, I should say on Duck's stream. I'll tell you, it's really disappointing because I really wanted to see our top guys, Troy Terry and Trevor Zegras and Adam Henrique, have a big night and you'll really turn on the skill in the offensive zone, but it was not meant to be for them tonight. Only four shots on goal amongst Zegras, Troy Terry, and Adam Henrique. And that was gives you a pretty good clue of how things were going for us. The Kings defense pretty stout. Shots on goal spoke volumes tonight, 41-25 in favor of the Kings, and they outshot us in every period. And, you know, they doubled us up, and I think that it was symptomatic of what was happening out there tonight. So we have a disappointing performance by the top line. And I also think the succession to the penalty box in the second period was definitely a big factor. It seemed to sort of exhaust the troops and take away their ability to chase the game, to really stick close to the Kings. It just was not happening. We had an NHL debut tonight. Justin Kirkland made his NHL debut, 26 years of age. Good to see a guy get a chance. You know, he was drafted by Nashville in the third round of the 2014 NHL draft. We signed him as a free agent over last summer. He's from Alberta. And, you know, listen, it's great to see a guy hang in there. And at 26 years of age, he makes his NHL debut. Spent a few years in Stockton of the AHL, Milwaukee of the AHL. And welcome to the NHL, Justin Kirkland. I thought he availed himself well with Jason Magna and Sam Carrick, but only a few minutes of action tonight, probably for a number of reasons, but also not the least of which Dallas Eakins had to shorten his bench. You know, once you're down 2-1, 3-1 to the Kings. You're starting to get desperate. Good job, Frank Vetrano, getting the rebound goal. It was a greasy goal. I like seeing that. It's on the power play, of course. But he was in the right spot, in a tough spot, and he converted Kevin Shattenkirk's attempt. And that was the moment at 1-1. I said, okay, we're hanging in there. But it was not meant to be, and the Kings started to run away with it. Well, you can certainly see why the Kings picked up Kevin Fiala and Victor Arvidsson and also Philip Dano over the last couple of seasons. You know, they, you know, they needed to kind of replace guys like Toffoli, who had gone away, and guys like that. Jeff Carter was gone. And I have to say, Rob Blake chose wisely in picking them up. Certainly doing a good job. And they've, boy, Kevin Fiala, as they mentioned tonight on Hazy and Allers mentioned on the telecast, Kevin Fiala, 11 goals in 20 games played against the Anaheim Ducks, whether he's playing for the Minnesota Wild or playing for us or whoever he's playing for. So speaking of the Minnesota Wild, tomorrow night they will be at Honda Center, and we're going to have a real quick turnaround here. So the penalty kills, the you just can't do it. The Kings have been on a tear at home on the power play of late, and this is the eighth straight game at home where they've recorded a power play goal. So you're just kind of playing right into their strength right now. They had, you know, there's been a lot of success on the power play, and the Ducks in general cannot afford to be marching to the penalty box. And unfortunately, we have sunk now to 31st in the NHL in terms of penalties by team. Coming into tonight's action, 12.3 minutes a night. Only Minnesota has more. We're right down there with Arizona and Montreal, Philadelphia, clubs that are struggling. And it's, you know, it's not coincidental that a lot of clubs that are struggling are committing a lot of penalties. So we've got to clean that up. There was some, you know, a little bit of undisciplined play. Talk about too many men. That's one that you cannot be taking at the midpoint of the game when you're trying to make it happen at Crypto. So the neutral zone, I think, was very revealing tonight. It really showed that the Ducks don't quite have the horses, or their horses are not ready to attack the way that they need to. And the Kings really came charging into our zone. 714-940-2888. Give me a call here on Duck Calls on Duck Stream, powered by TuneIn. Are you disappointed? What was good? What was bad? What was ugly? I take all comers here. Whatever you've got to say, bring it. It's your show. You're a Ducks fan. You tell me what you saw. And, Michael Delzato returns to the Anaheim Ducks. He'll be in San Diego, at least for now. I think it's a good move. He brings some veteran presence. I thought he did a real good, responsible job here when he was here before. So we'll look forward to seeing Michael Delzato yet again here at some point. Earl Vaakanainen was ill today, and he was not in the lineup. Colton White went down to San Diego. So what else have I got for you? Just disappointing in the offensive zone that we could not establish ourselves and really, you know, pass the puck around and fire away. I thought we made it too easy for Phoenix Copley tonight. I just think that it was just too easy on him. And by the way, Lukas Dostal, how can I miss the opportunity to talk about him? I thought that he really hung in there for us. He made 37 saves on the night out of 41 shots. I'm looking at my notes here. I don't see a goal that was really on him. You know, Kevin Fiala made a great play on the 4-1. You have Klingberg getting caught up ice on the Arvidsson goal, and Kaliev comes in, gets it over to Arvidsson. Not a lot you can do on that 2-1. And then the Iafallo goal was in close. He might have wanted that one back, but, you know, he was also screened on the 1-0 Drew Doughty goal on the big slap shot from Drew Doughty. It's another thing. You have to find a way, and this is easier said than done, but you got to put a lot more pressure on Drew Doughty if you're the Anaheim Ducks. That's just something that's a given. He's a force, and as far as I'm concerned, between him and Kopitar, he is the straw that stirs the drink in Los Angeles, very much on par with Kopitar for sure, and you've got to make life a little tougher on him. But again, that's easier said than done. So the Ducks are going to have to take a look at the tape and really ask themselves what they're going to do in order to generate the kind of speed they need to get in. This is not – we are not well suited for dump and chase. You know, obviously there are times when that's exactly what you need to do, and you need to – you know, that's part of the game. But as far as the Anaheim Ducks are concerned, – those entries have to have a lot more speed, and they can't always be going back to the blue line. They've got to be making forward progress to the net. So The Ducks are going to have to clean that up. And no time like the present, because less than 24 hours from now, we'll be talking about what happened against the Minnesota Wild tomorrow night. So that's the story from Crypto.com Arena. 4-1, the Kings over the Ducks. Let me give you some out-of-town scores here before I go to break. And I'm going to have Jesse Cohen from the All the Kings Men podcast is the official podcast host of the LA Kings. Good guy. He's had me on his show. I'm going to have him on mine. Real good hockey guy, but he'll be coming on in just a little bit. So tonight, Calgary goes into San Jose. It's 7-3, Flames over the Sharks. The Blue Jackets go into Philadelphia. Philadelphia gets off the schneid. They win 5-3. The Penguins 3, the Rangers 2. This is in Pittsburgh. Rangers are struggling to hang on. Penguins are now 10 games over 500 in a real tough Metro division where it's going to be, you might have a legitimate 6 playoff teams come out of there, but of course only a grand total of 5 could possibly come out of there because 3 will have to come out of the Atlantic. But the Metro is getting so tough, it's going to be a very interesting race throughout the second half of the season. The Devils go into Carolina. The Devils are cooling off now. Hurricanes cooled them off some more, 4-1 tonight. Hurricanes are 14 above 500. Then a big Atlantic Division tilt tonight. The Toronto Maple Leafs 4, Tampa Bay Lightning 1. This was in Toronto. Michael Bunting, Austin Matthews with his 17, Pierre Engvall with his 6th, and William Nylander with his 19th. The Jets 5, the Senators 1. This is in Winnipeg. And the Kraken 5 and the Blues 2. The Blues are really struggling. You got to start to think there might be a fire sale. Talked about this the other day with Pierre LeBrun on the show. You could see guys like Ryan O'Reilly and Vladimir Tarasenko going out of there this year. Could be a lot of movement there with the Blues. Boy, the Kraken, though, are certainly getting back their mojo. We started to think, well, are they going to slip? Well, they're not slipping too far. They're just 2 points behind the Kings in the Pacific. All right, let's take a break here on Duck Calls, and we're going to give Jesse Cohen a call and get him on here and see what he's got to say about the Kings 4, the Ducks 1. We'll have to get him next time. We only see him 3 times this year, which is unusual. I'll be right back. Duck Stream, powered by TuneIn.
Get the perfect holiday gifts for hockey fans on your list at NHLShop.com. The world's largest selection of officially licensed NHL fan gear with unique one-of-a-kind designs by Fanatics, Adidas, and more. All the latest styles for every NHL team. Don't miss out. Shop now and get today's special holiday offer. NHLShop.com. A Fanatics experience.
Ducks fans, no one has time for auto repairs. Let Olive.com play defense. Ditch the robocallers and score big on auto repair savings with Olive.com. Trust Olive.com and pass the puck on auto repair bills. Breakdowns are 50 times more likely than accidents. If you have a car, cover it, all of it. Olive.com, an official partner of the Anaheim Ducks.
We all have difficult times and face challenges. You're not alone. There are things you can do in your daily life to support your healthiest self. Make sure you get enough rest and set a positive mindset for the day ahead. Grab a friend and take some time to get outdoors to breathe fresh air. End your day by jotting down 3 positive things that went well for you. For more resources on ways to build your healthiest self, visit ducks.ocnavigator.org. The OC Navigator is brought to you by the OC Healthcare Agency and the Mental Health Services Act.
Thank you so much.
That's the sound of Wendy getting a random act of helpfulness. We just told her the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be providing her groceries during the holidays. And we paid her for sharing that story on the radio. And during Happy Honda Days, we can help you too with 1.9% APR financing on an award-winning Honda, like the 2022 Pilot or Ridgeline. Visit SoCalHondaDealers.com to find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you. For well-qualified buyers on approved credit through Honda Financial Services, length of contract limited, expires 1/3/23.
Hey, Ducks fans. Wish it wasn't so hard to eat healthy? With Fresh and Lean, it's never been easier. You get organically sourced meals made by top-notch chefs, ready in under 3 minutes. No fluff, no junk, just real food made with real ingredients. Fresh and Lean has served over 25 million meals nationwide, and they're based right here in Anaheim. Go to freshandlean.com to get $20 off your first order, plus free shipping. Fresh and Lean. It's better when it's real.